right now for this opportunity, O God. Glory, God, to stand before your people once again. Father, I thank you right now that the Holy Spirit is the teacher, the Holy Spirit is the preacher, and the Holy Spirit is the guide, Father. Therefore, Father, I yield myself right now, Father, that you will minister to my mind and you will speak through my lips, O God, that we may hear all of you today, O God. And we give you the glory, honor, and praise for miracle signs and wonders confirming your word today. In Jesus' name, amen. Open your Bibles to Acts chapter 16.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've been talking about how we've been authorized to worship God. Amen.
Yes, yes.
We have authority to worship God. Amen. And glory to God. That simply means that, man, we have the right to use God's power. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Most of that word authority means we have the right to use God's power. And since we're talking about, glory to God, the authority to worship God, we have the right to use God's power concerning worshiping God. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There's power in worshiping God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
And we got to understand that we have to worship God not just while we are in these four walls. The same kind of worship we've been doing all morning. Amen.
Amen.
That's the same kind of worship we can do at home. Amen.
Amen.
We can do on our job. Amen.
Amen.
We can do that. Glory to God. On the bus, wherever you are. Amen. There's no place off limits to worshiping God.
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Good word.
And see, here's the thing. When we, glory to God, refuse to use that authority that we have to worship God, amen, then we limit what God can do in our lives. Mm-hmm. See, either you're going to authorize God to bless you through your worship, or we'll authorize Satan, amen, to curse us through our complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Glory to God. Well, glory to God. What do we need to do? Amen. Stop talking to God about your problem. I heard somebody say amen. And start talking to your problem and telling it how good and how great your God is. Amen. Glory to God. How too often we come and boo-booing to God. Amen. And we begging God to do this and begging God to do that. And then that don't happen. And we mad at God. And the reason why that don't happen is because, glory to God, we haven't authorized God to do anything.
Come on now.
Amen. Glory to God. Our mouth is the vehicle that releases the authority. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And it's so easy to release the wrong authority, but we got to catch ourselves, amen. Nothing wrong with saying, oh, no, I cancel that out right now in Jesus' name, amen. Glory to God, I'm not going to complain anymore. I'm not going to murmur anymore about it. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to bless God anyhow.
My. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Acts chapter 16 has an all familiar, amen, glory to God, story, amen. Glory to God. Account, I like to call it. Amen. Sometimes when we say story, we don't think it's real. Amen. But it's an account of a real life event that happened. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Verse 25 and verse 26. It says, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. Mm-hmm. And suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and every man's bands were loose.
Mm-hmm.
Notice here how nothing happened until they released praise. Amen. What are you trying to say? Maybe the reason why your situation hadn't changed, maybe the reason why your circumstances are the same, because we have not, or we refuse to release praise unto God. Amen. Glory to God. See, God didn't move until praise went up. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God did not move, I say that again, till the praises went up. Amen. But the praises went up and got God's attention. And God showed up because, glory to God, God likes to be in the place where praises are. The Bible says he inhabits the praises of his people. That word inhabit means he lives in. He shows up in. He resides in. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you want God's presence, amen, praise him.
Praise him.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise him anyhow.
Amen.
In the midst of the pain, glory to God. Amen. Praise him. In the midst of your bank account being empty, praise him. In the midst of your boss getting on enough, praise him. In the midst of your family and all kinds of care, praise him anyhow. Don't, glory to God, authorize the devil to curse him. Glory to God, authorize God to release the praise.
Release.
We got a choice.
Yes.
We can praise God or we can complain.
Amen.
Glory to God. The choice is ours. Exodus chapter 15. Praise God. Glory to God. You out there listening, you got a choice. Amen.
Yes,
glory to God. And that choice is, glory to God, am I going to praise God? Or am I going to complain?
Amen.
Am I going to look for somebody to show me sympathy? Or am I going to invoke the presence of God, invoke the power of God, invoke the hand of God to move in my life, move in my situation or circumstance?
Amen.
Praise has got to be a way of a lifestyle, a way of life, a thing that we do automatically. Amen. Just like when we open up our eyes, glory to God. We got our daily routine. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. When you open up your eyes, some folks right away put their feet on the floor and sit up. Some folks take a little while. Glory to God. But you got your routine. Praise ought to be, glory to God, just like a routine thing to have. Whether something good happened or whether something difficult happened, whether a tragic situation happened, praise should be the first thing to come out. I will bless the Lord at all times. His presence shall continue to be in my mouth. Amen.
Continuously be in my mouth.
And I bless him at all times.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Not just good times, but glory to God. Other times.
Yes.
Amen. Challenging times.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. I'm still blessing him.
Yes.
Because he's greater than the problem, greater than the situation, greater than the source, says glory to God, greater than anything that we can go through, greater than the pain, amen, greater than all of that.
Amen.
Exodus chapter 15, verse 11 says, who is like unto thee?
Amen.
O Lord, among the gods, little g. Who is like thee, glorious in holiness, fearful in praise, and look what happens when we get in praise, doing wonders.
Yes.
Notice where the wonders come, they come into praise.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That's mighty acts.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They come into praise. Amen. They don't come in when we're always rehearsing the problem. No, they come in when we're lifting up God in praise. Now, glory to God. And that could be, that doesn't have to be that we screaming and hollering and jumping off. That could be something as simple as saying, Lord, I thank you anyhow because you are good and you're worthy to be praised. Lord, I thank you for being my healer today. Lord, I thank you, glory to God, for touching my body. Lord, I thank you right now for, glory to God, giving me something. It could be something simple as just opening up your mouth and blessing him through our praise.
Amen.
That's through our praise.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. And we got to get in the habit of praising God.
Amen.
Praising him more.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Praising him more. Amen. God created us for praise.
Yes, he did.
Amen. Not glory to God. But yet we look for purpose in other places. Amen. Your purpose is in your praise.
Yeah,
glory to God. Let me tell you that. Your purpose is, what do you mean, God? Your purpose is in, when you begin, glory to God. See, here's the thing. People say, well, I wish I knew what God wanted me to do. Glory to God. You'll find out what God wants you to do when you get in praise. Amen.
Amen.
Your purpose will be developed through your praise. When you praise, that's how life changes, God. Through our praise. Amen. Glory to God. Through our praise and praise and praise. And while I was in praise, God spoke to me.
Amen.
Glory to God. Because our purpose will be that God will reveal some things to you in praise that he won't reveal any other way.
All right. Amen.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 150 says, let everything that have breath do what now?
Praise the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. Everything that have breath. Amen. Every one of us in here has breath.
Yes.
Glory to God. In fact, everybody that's, glory to God, walking on the face of this earth have breath. But guess what? The choice is yours, what you going to do with that breath.
Amen. Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
I don't know about you, glory to God, but I want to be, glory to God, if this is my last breath, I want to use it on God.
Yeah, glory. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. I don't want to waste my breath complaining.
That's right.
I don't want to waste my breath talking about what somebody did or what somebody said or anything like that, glory to God. I want to, glory to God, use my last breath.
Yeah.
Blessing God.
Come on.
All right, amen.
Amen.
Why? Because he's been good.
Yes, he has.
He's been good and worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Amen. Amen. He's worthy to be lifted up. He's worthy to be honored and glory.
Yes,
glory to God. And glory to God. Nobody else deserves to get our praise like he does.
Amen.
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 Glory to God.
Amen.
Look at Psalm 22.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. I'm trying to instill in us that we have to praise God. Your praise is contagious. When you begin to praise, amen, complainers have to leave.
That's it. Amen.
When you begin to praise, more people who always want to have to let glory to God go. When you begin to praise, amen, glory to God, those folks that have ulterior motives are going to leave because they don't want to hear all. I ain't got time to hear all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Praise will cause your enemies to flee.
Yes. Amen. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank
you. Oh yeah, oh yeah. With the song that God arises, his enemies to scatter. The scripture says,
yeah,
amen.
Yeah.
Glory to God. That God arises. When we begin to praise God, God will arise and our enemies will be scattered. Amen.
Yeah, amen.
Amen. Glory to God. If you will begin to praise some enemies, some people in your life, amen, that have been trying to irritate you or stop you or block you, well, glory to God. When you begin to praise God in the midst of all of that, those folks will slowly and surely diminish.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Glory to God. Psalm 22, look at verse 3.
Uh-huh.
It says, but thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of glory to God, Israel.
Yeah.
Glory to God. But thou art holy, O thou that inhabitest the praises of people. We are his people and God rejoices over us.
Amen.
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 Glory to God. And since he rejoices over us, it is only fit that we give him thanks.
Yes.
One of the most dangerous people that we can ever come in contact with is a saint that knows how to jump and leap for joy.
Mm.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Mm.
See, you can't stay weighed down. You can't stay burdened and all of that if you keep leaping and praising God. Amen. Glory to God. You can't walk around talking about, you know how people walk around sometimes and say, well, the devil's been riding my back. But glory to God. Well, if you jump up, you get off your back. Amen. Hallelujah. If you leap for joy, he'll fall right on off. Amen. Glory to God. Right to the floor. Amen. And you won't have to worry about him riding your back anymore. Glory to God. If you throw your head back and say, hallelujah, anyhow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. They don't fall right off. But they can't stand being in the midst of praise. People praising God. Amen. They want them praising him.
Amen.
Amen. And not God. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you, it's all tied in our praise.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Your health is tied in your praise.
Yes. Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. See, we even got a choice there. Glory to God. You talk about, oh, how bad you're hurt and how bad and how much you're sick and all of that. Glory to God. Or you can take, glory to God, that same opportunity and open up your mouth and say, thank you that you're Jehovah Rapha.
Yes.
You are the Lord God that healed me. Glory, thank you that you, Jesus, shed his blood. So by his stripes, I'm already healed.
Yes.
You can begin to praise God.
Yes.
Glory to God. And as you praise God, glory to God, and sooner or later, that pain's going to have to give away.
Amen.
That situation in your body is going to have to get better. Amen. Because it's going to have to surrender to praise.
Yes, it is.
We've been given that authority.
Amen.
We've been given that authority. Amen.
Amen.
And we got to use the authority that we've been given.
That's right.
Revelation chapter 4.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God is worthy to receive our glory.
Yes, he is.
Worthy to receive our honor.
Absolutely.
He who has created everything and nothing was made unless it was made by him.
By him, yes.
See, he, by eyewitness says he created hell for the devil and his angels. Glory to God. He didn't create it for us. He created it for the devil and his angels.
Yes,
amen.
Yes.
God created everything. I know we think, but glory to God. Man may have created some things, but no, God created
yes,
everything.
Yes,
everything.
Yes.
Revelation 4. Glory to God. Mm. Hallelujah. Mm.
Hallelujah.
Verse 11 says, Thou art worthy,
yes.
O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things,
yes.
And for thy pleasure they are and were created.
Uh-huh.
Look at that. It says you created everything, Lord, for your pleasure.
Yes.
Guess what? Amen. Glory to God. A part of that is you and I, glory to God. He created us, glory to God. Not so that we can talk or go around and say, well, we are our own, amen. But he created us for his pleasure. In other words, it's not about us, it's about him, amen.
Right.
And us bringing glory and honor and praise unto his life.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, good word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
He formed us for himself.
Yes,
sir. Thank God for us to praise him. Amen. Glory to God. For us to glorify him and lift him up. Amen.
Yes.
We've seen a lot of lifting up lately, but not like we need to be lifting up God. Amen.
Yes.
It's time now for the children of God to not be ashamed to lift up God's name and praise.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
Yes.
Isaiah chapter 43. Isaiah 43, verse 21. He said, This people have I formed for myself. They shall show forth my praise.
Mm-hmm.
My praise.
Yeah.
My praise.
Yes. Yes.
They shall show forth my praise.
Yes. Yes.
Not your praise, but his praise. See, glory to God, whenever we're around folks, amen, glory to God, who call themselves praising God, but they're only doing it so that you can see them, glory to God. And you know that's not of God, amen. Glory to God. God designed praise to be directed towards him.
Amen.
And him alone.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. So, glory to God. So, all those folks that want you to see, glory to God, they'll cut 3 and 4 steps, glory to God, because they can write their name while they're dancing and all that other stuff, glory to God, amen.
Amen.
It's all for show, glory to God, because the Bible says they already have their reward.
Glory.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. But when we praise God without ulterior motive, praise him because we love him, amen. Glory to God, he will receive the praises of his people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, glory to God. We ought to praise God all the time, regardless
all
of what's
time.
Going on.
Yes,
amen.
Yes,
glory to God. Our lips ought to turn towards praise.
Right.
Well, somebody said, well, sometimes it's hard. It's not whether it's hard or easy. Glory to God. It's the fact that we have a choice. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
A lot of things that we do that may not be always comfortable or convenient, but we have a choice.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes you don't want to get up out of that bed and go to work, but you got a choice.
Oh, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. You know, you get ready with it for a day or two, but if you don't go after a while, you won't have nowhere to go. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So you make that choice. Amen. Even though your body may not want to do it, amen. Even though your mind may not have gotten on board, you make a choice. Amen.
Amen.
And that's how it's got to be when it comes to praising God. We have to make a choice.
Glory.
That I'm going to bless God anyhow.
Oh, that's good, Mark. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Glory to God. 1 Peter chapter 2.
Jesus.
Lord, I thank you right now.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. I tell you, in the midst of everything that was going on yesterday, Reverend Crawford and I were just sitting up there praising God.
Amen.
For all that was being done and all that was being said.
Yes.
And glory to God, every time something happened, she would bust out of tears.
Amen.
Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
She was so choked up.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Just the fact that God was so see fit to just honor. Amen.
Amen.
His servants.
Amen. 25 years.
Amen.
Yes, sir. Yes,
First Peter chapter 2, verse 9 says, but ye are a chosen generation. Somebody say, I'm chosen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You were born at the time you were born because that God chose you to be born at that time. Amen. You weren't born at another day at another time because that wasn't your purpose. You were chosen, glory to God, for this generation that you are in. Amen. He says you're a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. Glory to God. Why? That you should show forth the praises of him who have called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. Somebody say, well, I don't have anything to praise God for. Yes, you do. You can praise him because he called you out of darkness and placed you into his marvelous light. Sister, glory to God, all of us have a history, amen. Some were drug addicts, and say, glory to God, hallelujah. Some were chronic liars, amen. Some were promiscuous. But whatever your darkness was, God brought you out of darkness. And glory to God, brought you out. Oh, you don't hear me right now. I said he called you out of darkness and he brought you up over into the marvelous light. Sometimes we forget about that. Sometimes we forget where he brought us from. Amen. And so we're engulfed in where we are and what we have. Amen. And all the things we accumulated, we forget where the Lord has brought us from. Amen. Don't forget what he has already called you out of. Amen. Praise him and glory to God every now and then. Let folks know where he brought you from. Where he called you out of. Amen. Instead of criticizing them and putting them down and saying glory to God, things like they're supposed to be saved. Let folks know where he called you out of. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. See, I ain't always been saved. Amen. Even though I was born in a saved household, yes, amen. To a saved grandma, amen. Yes, glory to God. Who raised her children in the church. I don't always been saved, amen. Right, glory to God. But just like she got said, the Lord had the glory of God tap me on the shoulder and said, I called you out of darkness.
Yes, Lord.
That ain't for you no more.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Come on over to this side.
Yes, Lord.
Glory to God. Praise supports and establishes our faith, amen. See, when we praise God, we build up our faith, amen. We praise God, we, glory God, establish ourselves in the faith and in the word of God.
Amen.
That's why the devil don't want you to praise God, because he know your praise will, glory God, secure your faith. Amen. Hallelujah. It establishes our faith. We see greater results in our lives of what Jesus has already done by when we praise God.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. I want you to remember that there's power in your worship.
Yes, it is. Yes, Lord.
Yes, it is.
There's power in giving God thanks.
Yes, Lord.
There's power in praising Him. Amen. Glory to God. There's power in being grateful. Amen. Unto God. Amen. That's power, amen. That's released, amen. I can't even explain it, but glory to God, it's like a parent, amen. When their child praises them, amen. That's my mama. Your chest is big and you stick it out because you're proud of them and you're willing to do whatever they need done, amen. Glory to God for them. But there's power in our worshiping God with thanksgiving and praise.
Amen.
Glory to God. Colossians chapter 2. Verse 6. Glory to God. See, when you leave here today, that's going to challenge your friends.
Yeah.
And you got to be reminded.
Yes.
Glory to God. Yeah, Pastor, you go try that today, devil. Glory to God. He said, you was going to try to get busy, but I ain't giving you no praise.
No praise.
Glory to God. Yeah, you might be busy, but glory to God, God's still worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory to God. Colossians chapter 2, verse 6. It says, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus, the Lord, so walk ye in him. Verse 7. Rooted and built up in him and established in the faith as you have been taught. Well, how was I taught? Abounding therein with thanksgiving. Glory to God. Glory to thanksgiving. Taught you how, glory God, to stand on God's word when it got difficult. Amen, glory God. Because instead of you throwing a pity party, instead of you being all depressed and everything, you just got out your Bible and you got out a song, amen. And you start singing and having a praise party right in the middle of the floor, amen. Glory to God, where you used to want to do that. You would have a pity party, amen. And you would just go on into a sorrow and eat yourself, and glory to God. You know, all of a sudden you're supposed to eat, but now you're praising God because you know through experience and your praise how the power is being released and your faith is being developed. Amen. Because you've seen him show up time after time again. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory to your name.
Glory to your name.
As our thanksgiving increases, our faith is established and will be rooted and built up in God. That's how you grow.
Yes.
Glory God. You get the word in, but you praise him.
Amen.
Glory God. You get the word in, but you praise him.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. And as you get the word in, the word develops your praise because now you understand, glory God, you read the scripture that says, glory God, he's Jehovah Jireh. Glory God. You read Genesis where he provided a ram and a bush, amen. And interpreted that in that scripture as Jehovah Jireh. So you said, Lord, you are my provider. So now you start praising. You provide for all my need, oh God, glory God. Whatever I stand in need of, you're providing for. So you begin to praise him because you got that word in it. Now it's developing your faith as the provider comes through and shows up in your situation.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, I'll say that, Lord. Amen. Glory to God. I've been young and now I'm old.
That's all right.
But I never seen the righteous forsaken or his seed begging bread. David didn't just say that just to be saying that. David had been through some things, but still praise God. And amidst what he had been through, amen, he was still praise God. Even when his enemies were on his case, he praised God. Even when Saul tried to kill him with a javelin, he praised God. He was known as a praiser and a worshiper.
Amen.
Amen. We can praise God, amen. We can praise God with our song, and we can give him thanks, amen, glory to God. These type of things pleases God.
Amen.
Pleases him better than any offering we ever give.
Amen.
A sacrifice of praise.
Amen.
Amen. Bible says, put on a garment of praise.
Yeah.
For the spirit of heaven.
Yes.
Glory to God, a garment like a coat, you think, amen. You put on when it's cold outside, amen. You put that coat on to stay warm. Put that garment of praise on so that heaviness can't stay around, amen.
No.
So that you won't walk around being all heavy and feel bound up.
That's right. Yes, Lord. Yes.
Amen.
Yes,
Lord. God wants you free.
Free. Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Psalm 69, look at verse 30.
Amen.
Glory to your name.
Game changers. Come on now.
Psalm 69.
That's it.
He says in verse 30, I will praise thy name, or praise the name of God with a song. I will magnify him with thanksgiving. Verse 31 says, this also shall please the Lord better than an ox or a bullock that have horns and hoofs.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. He loves it when we praise him with a song.
Yes.
He loves it when we magnify him with thanksgiving. Amen.
Yes.
Glory to God. When we let him know how grateful we are for all the things that he has done in our lives and the things that even we still waiting on.
Yes.
Glory to God. Sometimes we try to wait, amen, glory to God, till they happen before we thank him, amen. But you need to thank him before it happens, amen. Let your thanksgiving, glory to God, act like a spiritual UPS.
Yes.
An overnight delivery. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Instead of, glory to God, sitting back like snail mail. Hallelujah.
All right now. Come on,
God. Your praise, I'm telling you, that's the answer to the key right now. We've got to, glory to God, get into this thing of praise.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. Please. Psalm 8. Uh-huh. And I'm almost there.
That's all right.
Praise God. Amen. I want you to go out and praise today. Amen.
Amen.
Yes. You get a phone call and the report ain't good, praise God.
Praise
Amen.
Glory to God. You get home snail or something, so they can praise God.
Praise God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You get home and your dinner that you thought you were going to have ain't no good. You got to throw it out. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God has got your mouth all water and chasing for something. You done had it in. You know what's in there. You ain't going to the store. You get it out and it's all molded or something going on with it. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank
you. Psalm 8, look at verse 2. It says, out of the mouths of babes and suckling has thou ordained strength because of thy enemies, that thou might steal the enemy and the avenger.
Amen.
Yes.
Come on, Pastor.
Let me read that again. Amen.
Read it.
Out of the mouth of babes and sucklings has thou ordained strength. Amen. Glory to God. Because of thy enemies.
Amen.
See, he's strengthening you just for your enemies.
Yes. Yes.
Glory to God. Why? That thou might steal the enemy and avenger.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Hallelujah. Well, what are you saying right here? What comes out of your mouth can stop your enemies.
Mm-hmm.
Right in the tracks. Amen. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Amen.
If you praise God instead of paying your enemies attention, amen. Your enemies, whatever they plan for you, amen. That trap they set for you, God will steal it right in your place, amen.
Right.
In fact, the trap they set for you, they will wind up falling in themselves.
Thank you, Lord.
All because of our praise. You ain't got to try to get even with them. You ain't got to try to get back with them. Open up your mouth and praise God.
My Lord, my Lord.
And it'll stop the plan of the enemy, right?
Yes, it will.
How do I know that? Glory to God. Remember over in 1 Chronicles chapter 20, amen, glory to God, how when, glory to God, Jehoshaphat was watching out with the army of Israel, glory to God, and he heard the Moabites and the Amorites, and some Moabites were coming against him and ambush him on every side. Glory to God. And the Bible says he didn't know what to do, so he got together and prayed. He called prayer, and everybody, even the women and children, came and they prayed. Before God, amen. And then a prophet came in and spoke the word, amen. And they went out and they put the singers out front, not the army, not the soldiers. They put the singers out and they began to say, praise the Lord, for he is good, amen. His mercy endures forever. And when they started praising God, God set an ambush and the enemies destroyed one another.
Amen.
Amen. But all of that happened. Why? Because, glory to God, they chose to praise God, glory to God, and not take matters in their hands themselves. Amen. Glory to God. Their praise steal the hand of their enemy.
Yes. Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah. It's all in our mouth. What's coming out of your mouth? Amen. Glory to God. Either you authorize God through your praise or authorize the enemy through your complaint.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Last scripture, 1 Samuel chapter 16.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Somebody understand. Oh, bless your name, Lord.
Bless your holy name.
Bless your holy name today, Father. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. Somebody,
hallelujah.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
You did so good.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Thank you, Lord.
Glory to you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus.
1 Samuel chapter 16.
Uh-huh.
Look at verse 23. It says, and it came to pass, when the evil spirit from God was upon Saul.
Mm-hmm.
Now, glory to God. God didn't give Saul the evil spirit. He allowed it to come upon Saul.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Amen. For those that may think, because, oh, this came from God. No, he allowed it.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Amen. He didn't have evil spirits.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. So when the evil spirit was allowed to come upon Saul, it said that David took a harp and played with his hand. So Saul was refreshed and was well, and the evil spirit departed from him. See, when the worship started, the spirit left. When the worship started, the spirit left. When the worship started, the spirit left. What are you trying to say, Pastor? Glory to God. If you in your home and it's okay, hallelujah, and everybody acting a fool, Lord God, start worshiping God. If you in your office and everybody cutting up and nobody want to hear what you got, worship God anyhow. And watch some spirits start to leave. Amen. Glory to God. And because they can't stay around in the atmosphere that's charged with praise for God.
Yes.
Amen. David began to play. And he began to worship God through his music. And the Bible says that Saul was refreshed.
Refreshed.
Amen. Glory to God. The worship even affected him. I told you in the beginning, your worship is contagious. Amen. Glory to God. It don't rub off on the people you least expect it to rub off on. Glory to God. When you start worshiping God, glory to God, in places where you don't even think people are paying you any mind, sooner or later one of them come up to you and say, thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for what, glory to God? Because you've been setting the atmosphere around here, and it was really, really hostile, and this and that, and now I feel so much better. Amen. You start seeing people who you didn't even think knew God.
Yes.
Come and testify of the goodness of God.
Yes.
Because of the atmosphere being changed.
In the house.
The music David played was the worship of God.
Yes.
And it demonstrated the power of praise.
Yes.
There is power in praise. Let's stand to our feet at this time.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. Amen. Yes.
If you're here today and you haven't made Jesus the Lord of your life, come on and get born again. Secondly, if you want to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost, the evidence of speaking in tongues, we're going to offer you to pray with you. Amen. That you may receive. And finally, glory to God. If you're in the DMV area and you do not have a church home, we invite you to come out here to Life Changes Ministries Christian Center. We're at 8601. Glory to God, Baltimore Avenue, College Park, brother, and the Clarion Hotel.
Amen.
Come on.